me pull up my britches here. Hey, everyone. It's Uncle Odd. Happy Saturday afternoon to you. It's a beautiful day here in cloudy Tampa, Florida. And it's a good day to be into crypto. Bitcoin is knocking on 60K's door. I don't know if it broke through, but it looks like it's awfully close. And my XRP, man, it broke through 50. And there's all kinds of talk about XRP being relisted. So hashtag relist XRP, bitches. I think that's the hashtag. I added the bitches because that's what I feel about the SEC for delisting XRP after I bought it. Yeah, that's what got me into cryptocurrency the second week of January was a friend reached out to me and said, Uncle Odd, you should buy XRP. I've told that story before, so I won't repeat it, but I'm grateful to XRP. And once it was delisted, I moved it all over to my Trezor T off of Coinbase, and there it sits, gaining lots of value. I bought it at 22 cents. So I'm in profits, but I believe, and remember, I don't know shit. Oh, I guess now's as good a time as any to give my video disclosure. So here you go.
Greetings. Used to be named Uncle Odd, but now I'm known as Uncle Vigilante. And as you can see by the fact I'm wearing a gold chain with a Bitcoin on it, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I'm a big deal. But there is one thing that my 43 attorneys that I just hired told me that I needed to say, which is a disclaimer. Don't take any of my advice. Don't take anything that I say on this show or any of my guests as sage counsel. Why? Why? Because I don't know shit.
So there you have it. Now you know I don't know shit. So when I tell you that there are people way smarter than me that are talking about XRP going to anywhere from, I have seen short term, like imminently, XRP once it breaks through, going to maybe $5. Just mooning to $5. I've seen people talk about XRP by the end of the year or by the end of September, I think is the target. That it could be anywhere from $13 to $27. I even saw one whack job talk about XRP being $35,000 at some point in our lifetime. Dude, smoking crack. But that's okay. Hey, I'll take $5. I'll take $13. I'll take, $27. That grows up to be real money. And I actually think the use case for XRP, I have tuned into it a lot. I subscribe to lots of XRP channels because that's frankly my largest holdings. So wish me luck on that. Probably a stupid first thing to invest in, but you know what? Start ugly. But hashtag relist XRP, Coinbase, and all you other bases out there, stop screwing around. It's a currency, not a security. Stop cherry picking. Stop picking on XRP. Pisses me off. So BTC, XRP, ETC, just a good day to be into cryptocurrency. So wanted to share something with you that should get you really, really super excited about Bitcoin. Is I work for some, you know, extremely wealthy individuals, and they put up with me and know that I've been kind of dabbling in this cryptocurrency thing. And you would think that these really wealthy people would know a lot about cryptocurrency, but they don't yet. It hasn't been socialized to them, because these really smart entrepreneurs, you know, who have lots of investments in their own portfolio companies, they have people to do their investing for them. One of those is Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. And my boss emailed me a PDF because he knows that I dabble. And he just said, interesting, dot, dot, dot. Well, what it was a 14-page PDF from Morgan Stanley Wealth Management to all of their rich, wealthy investors. And it was titled, A Case for Cryptocurrency as Part of Your Portfolio. Sports fans, it just got real. It just got real. So they're socializing the idea of putting Bitcoin in your portfolio as a wealthy investor. So I don't have to tell you about the scarcity of Bitcoin. If you're watching this, if you're watching this and you don't understand Bitcoin, then we'll help you with that. I'm gonna put together some videos as a continued attempt to try to onboard newbies to this world of cryptocurrency. And you already know I don't know shit, but I know how to compile shit and rearticulate it in ways that may resonate with you. And if that works, then God bless America or wherever you live. But anyway, with Morgan Stanley making a case, and it was a good case, it was 9 pages of just a beautiful, beautiful, you know, if Bitcoin was on trial, man, oh man, and if Morgan Stanley was the defense attorney, Bitcoin just got off and is free. Free to increase in value. So by socializing Bitcoin to their investors and cryptocurrencies as an investment class, that is now getting the attention of the new whales, those who will become new whales. And that just means that they're going to be coming into cryptocurrency in droves over this next year, I believe. And that's very good for all of us who are, even if we're newbies, it's good for all of us who are going to try to, you know, be on the leading edge here of this asset class, which we are. It's only Bitcoin's a $1 trillion asset, and I think the total asset class is $2 trillion. But when you consider that the total asset classes out there combined is $485 trillion, you don't have to be too smart to realize that once those really, really wealthy investors start reallocating their investments away from investments that are held hostage by inflation and the demise of the dollar, you start to understand real quickly that if you're not in cryptocurrency right now, or if you're not in Bitcoin, and you're not trying to basically find every nickel you can and pump it into this investment class, you're going to miss out on probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be able to optimize your own personal money bags. And speaking of that, you should absolutely go buy a book. Big recommendation here. Go on Amazon and buy the book, When Money Dies. When Money Dies. It's about Weimar Germany. And read that book. And then tell me if we aren't pre-Weimar Germany right now. And it'll scare the holy shit out of you when you start to reconcile what's going on now with all of the money printing and the devaluation of the dollar, and how quickly, once they put a nail in it, oh shit. Oh man, it's gonna rain. But it doesn't look like it's gonna rain. You know what? Screw it. I'm gonna proceed. If it starts raining, we'll figure it out. So you wanna have your money, your dollars, into something that is going to appreciate, not depreciate. Because when that dollar falls, it's gonna fall off the cliff. Reference Weimar, When Money Dies. So that's my book recommendation. Oh, I wanted to let you know that crypto, bless its heart, caught COVID. So that's sad. It caught COVID. I was suspecting it was an asymptomatic silent assassin. When all of the Telegram chats that I'm involved in have all shifted now from cryptocurrency related to, it's all about the Druid Babylonian bastards and everything that's happening right now with the Fourth Industrial Revolution and World Economic Forum and everything that you guys know is going on. Forced vaccinations, ultimately green passports in Israel, just everything that is not good. So unfortunately the Telegram chats have caught COVID, and I really wish there were some moderators that would kind of tighten that up, because kind of sucks when you have to wade through in every Telegram chat all of the COVID-related material, and all people are doing is just copy and pasting from other chats. And we get it. We understand. We know what's going on out there. Those of us who are awake to it get it. But let's figure out how to make some money through it, okay? We're all in this together. In cryptocurrency. So let's do that. Speaking of crypto, I am going to figure out these NFTs, and I'm actually going to create several. And you may think this is crazy, but I don't. And you know my favorite question is, why not me? So I have a famous dog. His name is Zammy. Zammy the giant sheep-a-doodle. Zammy is a sheepadoodle, is a mix between an old English sheepdog and a giant poodle. And Zammy is a monster. You can go check him out on Instagram at ZammyPup. Zammy has 143,000 plus followers. And he's the Shriners Hospital for Children therapy dog. That dog has spread more joy in this world than probably any living being, I think, out there. Because not only is Zammy the Children's Hospital therapy dog, he's become the world's therapy dog. People who subscribe to his channel just absolutely love Zammy for good reasons. And if you don't follow him, you should go follow him right now. And go in. If you're ever feeling kind of down in the dumps, just go down and binge watch some of Zammy's videos with the kids. I swear you will feel better. As a matter of fact, Zammy saved a life in Denmark. I'll never forget it. This happened probably about, it's over a year ago. It was before all of this COVID craziness. But I received a message from a woman in Denmark on a Monday. And she said, "Hey, just want to let you know I went into the weekend intent on killing myself. And then for some reason I stumbled upon Zammy's Instagram feed and decided to go all the way back to the beginning and binge watch Zammy's videos." And she said, "I just want to let you know that I'm not going to kill myself anymore. I'm not going to do it. And thank you." And that's it. I got goosebumps like you can't believe. And now, spirit of full disclosure, I never heard from her again. But I'm not taking that as her changing her mind, because I kept pumping out content for her. Because Zammy, you just can't not feel good when you watch Zammy engaging with people. It's broken my heart that since this COVID craziness, I haven't been able to take him to the children's hospital. So it's been, gosh, almost a year. Yesterday, got him groomed yesterday, and then I took him to Wiregrass Mall here in Tampa and spread some joy. I'll be posting a lot of those videos this coming week, but you can see a few of them. But he's just such a great dog. I'll tell you a story about him. So his most famous photo is two girls. You can go down in the feed and look at it. You can find it. I've reposted it several times. Lots of times. But these girls were like, "Oh my God, can we see your dog?" And so I kind of let go of Zammy's leash, and he just went up. He got on his back two legs, went and said hi to him, and I caught this photo of him that is now famous. And that is the photo I am going to turn into an NFT. And I'm only going to create one of them. And I am going to, well, I'm not going to tell you my marketing plan, but there's that one. I posted it when he had 72 followers. I didn't even know what Instagram was back then. We'd just gotten Zammy as a puppy, you know, about a half a year earlier. And my girls finally said, they're in college, finally said, "Hey, Dad, you need Instagram. Start taking videos, photos, so we can see Zammy." So I did. I figured it out. I started posting. And when I posted that image, He had 72 followers. The next morning, I woke up and he had almost 5,000. By that Friday, he had 9,500. And that was when I went up to our corporate headquarters are in Manhattan, so I flew up to Manhattan, and a good friend of mine who works for the company, he's a younger guy, very smart man, Lenny, and Lenny's a dude guy, and he said, "Dude, your dog has 10,000 followers," and I had no context. I mean, I just have no context. I mean, I didn't follow hardly anyone. You know, I still don't follow that many people. But I guess 10,000 was a big deal. So that's when I started paying attention, started figuring out hashtags and things like that. 10,000 became 25,000, became 50,000, became 100,000. And people love them some Zammy. And I love sharing Zammy. And even wrote a children's book, ages 3 to 6 is kind of the target. You can go to Amazon and just search for Zammy the Giant Sheepadoodle, and you'll find his book. But every one of the characters in there are based on one of the real kids at the hospital. Tommy Two Wheels, Ginger Giraffe. And the cool thing is, when I decided I wanted to just, you know, write a book of Zammy spreading joy in being larger than life, Clifford-esque, you know, I just put a post out and I said, "Hey, are there any illustrators out there who'd be interested in illustrating a book for me? I'll pay you." And I got about 20 people volunteer to send me some renderings, and the girl I ended up choosing, Lisa, she was only 18, and man, well, here, I'll show you some of the pictures. You tell me what you think. Did she not nail Zammy, or what? She is such a talent, that girl. So yeah, we published the book. So I'm Uncle Odd's a published author now. And it's cool. It's just really cool. It's kind of one of those bucket list things. But so anyway, that photo became very famous, and I've had a lot of people over the years they wanted to license it, and I've given approval to people to use it, but I've never licensed it, or I've never given granted a license, because I didn't want somebody else to control it. It's kind of one of those God wink things, because I didn't know about NFTs. So anyway, you have this world-famous photo of Zammy. But it gets better, folks. It gets better. Then, I was at the hospital, and there's this little girl who had just completed surgery after surgery after surgery, who correct a crooked leg. And the folks at Shriners, man, those doctors, they do magic on these kids. Just amazing. So anyway, she'd gotten through surgeries, her leg was straightened, and her dad or uncle or somebody asked if I would hold Zammy up across the room and as incentive for this little girl to walk over to give him a hug. So I said, absolutely. And I held him up. And for those of you, I'll tell this story in a minute, but I was supporting him. If you take a real close look, my right knee, he was sitting on it. So screw all you people out there that reported me to Instagram for animal abuse because I was making my dog stand on his hind legs. Screw you. I even got death threats on it. There's a girl from Berkeley who called me and just started screaming at me, calling me an animal abuser, saying that she works with kids too. And you know, what I did with Zammy was just, you know, unconscionable. I'm just telling you, I'm a really nice guy until I'm not. By the time that conversation was over, she was crying because I rightly made her feel 2 inches tall because I asked her what she had against handicapped children. And somebody just honked at you guys saying hi. Asked what she had against handicapped children, and I told her the story of what happened. And that was the first steps that little girl took on her own. Here, I'll show you.
Say hi. Tickle, tickle, tickle. He's gonna tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
So yeah, that was a big deal. Well, that video that I posted, within days, the first time I posted it, had over 1.25 million views. It was crazy. It went so viral. It was on Reddit, things that make you go, aw. And then I started getting hammered by all these companies that wanted to be able to use it and license it. And again, I rejected it because I didn't want to give up control of that. And I just know it brought a lot of people a lot of joy. And I didn't want to park it. So I'm gonna turn that video into an NFT. And I'm going to, well, I said I wasn't gonna tell you my marketing plan, but let me tell you, I can't think of a more inspiring video that I've ever seen anywhere, especially when people know the story behind it. So I have high, high hopes for that NFT that I own. Sorry, I didn't spit. It was just a cigar, a little piece of the cigar that I own. And we'll see what happens with it. But I think somebody will buy it for a lot of money. We'll see. Why not me? I did have someone offer a Saudi prince who actually was living in Canada. I guess he controls a lot of the oil there, or the oil importing there. And he reached out to me and he told me that he would buy Zammy for $250,000. And I said, I thought it was a hoax. So I was just screwing with him, saying, are you kidding me? And I sent him a link to this Chinese dog, to where this guy sold his Chinese dog for over $1 million. And I said, you're not even close. And he responded back and he said, so $1 million, that's your number? And I said, no, no. Sammy's mine. I wouldn't sell him. Sorry. And then he said, look, he sent me his contact information. He was legit. Long story short, he went up to $2 million. And I declined. And then his last response was, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I just offered you $2 million for a dog. And I responded, well, you offered $2 million for Zammy. Not a dog, but for Zammy, the giant sheepadoodle. That's my dog, and he's family. If you offered me $3 million for my daughter, I wouldn't sell my daughter either. Some days I might consider it, but I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I have 4 daughters. So he asked, he said, I don't get it. And I added context. I said, you have to understand something. Without me, Zammy's not Zammy. And without Zammy, I'm not me. Do you get it? So ever since, he's continued to grow like crazy within Instagram. And what? He's continued to spread a ton of joy and has become the world's therapy dog.
When kids are in Zammy's presence, they do not feel pain. Zero. Oh, there we go. This is Zammy. This is Zammy the giant sheepadoodle. He's 120 pounds of pure fluff and joy and love. He is a world-renowned therapy dog for children. The first thing people do when they see him is they go,
oh my God!
The second thing they do is they go,
Zammy loves you.
We're like Batman and Robin. I mean, we're just a good team. I mean, he's my heart dog. He's my heart dog. I've had dogs all my life, but there's none like Zammy for me. He has his favorite green ball, and we'll go out in the yard. I'll throw the ball. Zammy will retrieve it, and then I will proceed to chase him for the next half hour. It's hide and seek. It's you know, fetch, but not fetch. Where there's this 12-year-old girl who had a leg that was curved. He said, Shania, she just had surgery. Can I show Shania your puppy? And I'm like, absolutely. I brought him in, and she was in so much pain, but something magical happened. When kids are in Zammy's presence, they do not feel pain. So I decided I was going to see what it would take for Zammy to become certified to be a therapy dog. And at 13 months, he's the youngest pup ever to be certified to become a therapy dog. When I walk in to Shriners, first thing he does is he goes and greets the front desk people. He gets up, his wagon meter's going crazy. And then he just looks right. He knows what his job is. He goes into the physical therapy room. He spreads joy. And everybody ends up with a smile on their face. I know that he knows it's his job to spread joy. I have a pretty good sense of how he's going to behave with the kids. I have a really good sense of different kids and how they're behaving, how I need to manage Zammy. My move is every time I poke my head into a room, I say, excuse me, do you guys want to see our smallest therapy dog? My favorite moment of all, this little girl, she's been through surgery, she's been through therapies, somebody was asking if I would hold Zammy up across the room as motivation for this little girl to walk across the room and hug him. And so I did, and this little girl walked over and hugged Zammy. And he just spreads joy. That is the best description of what Zammy does. I don't care if you're black, white, speak English or no, Christian, Jew, Muslim. It just doesn't matter. Zammy sees you through his eyes, which is nothing but love.
So I stand by my decision. I will never sell Zammy. I love that dog. I love that dog, man. He is my heart and soul. So, yeah, that's the NFT part. Also want to let you know that this last week, I was told in our Moonstream group with Mike Newton, he referenced this Michael Saylor series on YouTube and highly suggested that the members of the group go watch the fourth and the eighth installment. If you are interested in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you need to go right now and you need to search the Mike, let's see, it would be Robert Breedlove, Breedlove, and the Michael Saylor series. It would be good of you to watch the entire series of 10 videos. You will be way smarter when you do. But he has this gift of articulating the value of Bitcoin and why it is so important to the world, that as a store of value, that, you know, if you don't dive in now after watching that and invest every penny that you have, this is not investment advice. I'm just telling you, I liquidated all my stocks. I liquidated my 401k. I created an LLC 401k with a company that allows me to be able to control the keys. So I get the actual keys. So I'm not just giving, you know, I'm not staking my Bitcoin. I have them. I'm going to have the CEO of that company on. Once everything is settled and in, and I've invested the dollars, the fiat dollars, in my crypto portfolio, and then I'll have them on, because I'll feel comfortable that everything went through flawlessly. But yeah, episode 4 and episode 8, go watch that. What else? I don't know. It's just good to be in crypto. And it's kind of like the Wild Wild West, but it's a tamed Wild West. And I just think that I've said it before, we are not on the bleeding edge, we're on the leading edge. And so keep watching. If you like these walks, go down below, smash that like button, hit that notification bell. Let other people know we exist. Let's get me over 1,000 subscribers. Then I can live stream while I'm walking. So I'll leave you with that. I hope you guys have a great rest of the weekend. I really appreciate you. And love you. Cheers.
I said before, like, one of my favorite places, if I have to go to the U.S., is like the Miami area. Not necessarily like that strip, it's too crazy, but it's beautiful. If you're on a boat there in the harbor in Miami, it's a pretty nice. And I just love there's so many Latin American people. Like, it's basically like you're in, you know, Buenos Aires or something, but everyone's got money and they're just rich Latin people. But what I realize now is that Florida is actually one of the better places in the U.S., so they want to make it look as bad as possible. So the Florida governor came out and said he's not going to endorse vax passports.
Emphasized Florida won't endorse vaccine passports.
People don't have to worry about it here in the state of Florida. And if folks try to start doing it privately, we may have a role to play there as well.
And as I mentioned the other day, the UFC is going to have a full event next month. I might even go to it just to support it.
Yeah, that's Zammy. That's my Lucy. Come here, Zammy. Say hi to Jeff. Say hi to Jeff and Lucy. Sammy, sit. Sit. Good boy. Say hi to Lucy. Say hi to Lucy. Do you want to go join Lucy for some tacos? Okay, come on. Come on, we'll go get some tacos. You can give some kisses to Lucy, too. Yeah. Jeff, when you and Lucy come to Jacksonville, to the UCF. UCF, that's University of Central Florida. UFC. Oh, there you go, Zammy. There you go. Yeah. You got to mark your territory, don't you? Yeah. When you, Jeff, when you and Lucy come, just let us know, and Zammy and I will come meet you. And we'll go watch the fights together. Maskless. What do you think? Huh? The Dollar Vigilante? Uncle Vigilante? Zammy and Lucy? What do you think? What do you think, Zammy? Does that sound good? Huh? Yeah, let's go. Let's do it. Lexi, run, run, run. Hi. Hi, you want to meet Lucy too? Hi, Lucy. Lexi wants to give you some kisses. Hi. Come here. Come here, Lexi. Run, 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 run. Oh, good girl. And now is my cheat meal. Thank you, Bobby, for all your help.
Oh, it's good to know I got a bomb.